Well, yeah, here we go. Let's just do this. It's the news according to me. Good morning. It is Thursday morning. In case you're wondering where Wednesday's show went, there wasn't one. I got up early in the morning. I had worked all day. You know, after I worked all day, I ended up getting home very late yesterday. But I am home. This is my home. I'm here in the home studio of the news, according to me, with the squeaky chair again. The nice part about this is I'm home. And so I have access to all my bells and switches and levers and dials here in the little home studio. However, this is the place where there's a little bit more weird background noise stuff going on. There's someone else is home today. I won't mention any names, but it rhymes with a wife. And because of that, there's a lot of walking around upstairs. And that in this particular booth, until I get my other booth moved into the house, which is, no, it's not, still not. Yeah, don't judge me. It's still not in the house yet. That will solve the problem of all the noises and the cat. Much very similar, actually. The noises, the annoying noises and the cat are very similar. I have with me today, I have my cup, and it's my special guest this morning on the show. I've been drinking sweet tea most all week here long in the show, and now I've got my chai, my vanilla chai with my vanilla creamer. A lot of vanilla going on. I don't have a backup cup this morning. I should have brought that down here. That would have just been more sweet tea. But this is working great. This is much better than what I've been having. A few things in the news that are really, two things. One, we'll be getting into in a little bit. I'm going to surprise you with them because it's, you know, it's topics nobody else is talking about. Well, one of the topics actually is that's actually true. But I was just kind of joking about that. But actually, one of those topics is actually something nobody's talking about. The other topic, of course, everybody's talking about, and everybody has an opinion. And you know how that is. People are starting to. I'm seeing some obvious folks that are on the right. That I would consider far right. The GOP establishment is actually more of a far right, if you want to call it as they define it, far right fascist organization than anything Trump ever did, than any conservatives are. I'm talking about GOP establishment. They will throw themselves. They will pick up the name conservative, even when they're not conservative. Lindsey Graham's not conservative. He is a big government warmonger. That is not part of. That's the furthest thing from a conservative. Well, not the furthest thing. But he might as well be sitting right down next to the squad. In regard to that, he can sit in his chair and squirm and act like he cares about something. Doesn't do anything about it. You know, Lindsey Graham has run for president several times, never made it through the primary with more than like 1% of the vote. That's how popular Lindsey Graham is. He's on all these committees because he's been there forever. And he knows how to play the game inside the hill there, up on the temple of democracy. The things I've been hearing about the January 6th Commission... I want to dig down. This is something that happened quite a while ago, actually. But I want to dig down on this because I think it's come back up in the news again recently. A particular FBI informant. Now, see, he may not work directly for the FBI. He may not have been employed. He may not have had a badge. See, the FBI has all these informants that they pay. They pay very well to infiltrate. So they're basically working for the FBI. I mean, it's a full-time job. They pay these guys to be on staff as an informant, which essentially makes you a fed. You're a deputy at that point. The whole Governor Whitmer thing with the kidnapping issue, very nefarious what they did there. And don't think for a minute that thing wasn't escalated by the FBI. These guys would not have gone where they went. They weren't just infiltrating and sitting back and watching. They were actively participating and encouraging what they were doing. Some of these guys went along with it very reluctantly. They dragged them into it, basically. That's what this whole entrapment, that's the whole idea, that's the whole point of entrapment. Two of the people who went to court over this thing were considered entrapped. And that's what that means. You get dragged into something that you wouldn't have otherwise done. Or dragged or enticed into something, or kind of coerced, directed. And then now you're a criminal. The very people who led you into that are the people who were arresting you. It's a heinous crime, in my opinion, to do that. Officers who are caught doing that, if they entrapped him, people should be fired. Period. Those people should be. This is much like, these people who falsely accuse someone. And they know that they're falsely accusing them. This has happened countless times. It happens in instances of things like rape or abuse, robbery. I mean, there's a very good case right now that's very popular about this lady who made this whole thing up of her being abducted, went to her ex-boyfriend's house, stayed there while people were looking for her, all kinds of, I think it was like $100 million or more of resources were being poured out trying to find her. Meanwhile, she's holed up, shacked up, whatever you want to call it, with her ex-boyfriend. Tell me there wasn't anything more going on there. And asking him to abuse her. She wanted her nose to be broken, her back to be, she had him do all this stuff. He didn't want to break her nose. He couldn't bring himself to hitting her, so he just held the broom handle out, and she ran into it. And she had him brand her it was basically a wood-burning set. This is sick stuff. And I mean, she did it all. What is the actual motive here? Other than money, getting money and recognition, writing a book maybe? I don't know. I think she was married with kids. What in the world goes through a person's mind in that point? What's happening there? But this is the very same kind of thing that we have going on when we have people, falsely accusing someone. No, she's being arrested for this. It was fraud. And that's the same thing that happens when someone's falsely accused. Can you imagine how that affects their life for the rest of their lives? Someone's accused of raping someone? How that affects the rest of their life. You get dragged through that, especially if it's a high-profile case. And now we look at what's happening with this, is it Attorney General or whatever she is out in New York? I have to acknowledge this one thing. She's very good at dramatic reading. However, unfortunately, she's not acting. She's an actor at this point. She's coming out with very good dramatic talk and pretending like has this righteous indignation. She's going to take down Trump. I'm going to be the one who takes down Trump, and then I'm going to run for governor. That's her ambition. She wants to run for governor. It has nothing to do really with Trump. She doesn't care about that. The weaponization that has happened with our justice system is absolutely insane. Now, I just it's not Sussman. What's the guy's name? The guy who was a total loser as a lawyer who was involved in the whole Stormy Daniels thing. Of course, he's a regular commentator now on MSNBC because that's how that works. As long as you're against Trump, you got a job for the rest of your life on MSNBC. He came out and he said that he believes that indictments for Trump's children are on the way. Does he know what an indictment is? I don't. He probably can't even spell indictment. I don't know. Regardless of all that, it's pretty obvious, you know, that he's got this. He's never been right on anything. They get him on there and he says stuff, and now they're saying. I think it was Lawrence O'Donnell was talking about how, well, you know, now we're so close to having. Trump's. This is the worst night of Trump's life. All this stuff, because now he's got the AG after him. He's got this lawsuit now he has to fight. Walls are closing in. Again, and I come back to this whole thing of they just continue to tell to convince themselves. Now I even heard, I think it was The Hill. There's a channel called The Hill. It's a YouTube channel. It's supposedly a news channel. I was listening to it, and I thought they were pretty much, very objective, kind of like NTD or One News Network, that kind of thing, Epic Times. This guy, they had this guy and this girl were doing like the news anchor thing, and he ends up saying, I think he's morally responsible for the attack on the Capitol, and I think that he should never be president, and blah 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 blah. I went on and on with this whole thing. But he goes, but in the end, he's not going to be arrested for that. Well, he wants to see him arrested for it, but he doesn't believe he will be. And he's trying to say, oh, I hate to break it to you know my friends over at CNN and MSNBC, but they're living in this deranged world. Well, yeah, they do, and that's the thing. They do believe that they're going to see a perp walk. That's they're not going to be happy until that happens. They want this guy in prison. If it was up to them, they would like to see him executed, folks. Secretly, I believe there are people who actually would like to see him killed. There were people who were coming out, people in government, were making statements about him being assassinated. Nobody says anything about that. This Letitia, I can't remember what her last name is. James? Letitia James? I don't know. This attorneys general or state attorney, whatever she is, has made statements like this illegitimate president. Wait a minute, are you talking about Biden? Oh, no, you can't talk about him that way because that will get you in prison. But you can talk about Trump all day like that because you're a leftist. So this is what fascism looks like, folks. It is one ideology that imprisons the other ideology. And the other ideology allows for any kind of speech you want, basically, unless it's illegal, which is, it takes someone else's rights away. It affects someone else's rights. Of course, they would say, oh, yeah, well, that's what we're talking about. We're trying to silence you because you're affecting someone else's rights. No, you have the right to be wrong. First of all, you have the right to be wrong. You have the right to hate someone. Hating someone's not a crime, folks. And speaking hatefully about them is not a crime. Being a racist is not a crime. I hate to break it to you. It's a sick mentality. But it's not illegal. Nor should it be. This idea that we are going to police someone's heart is absolutely insane. We have a law and a justice system for affecting people's actions, not their thoughts or what's in their heart or the color of their skin. Should not affect the outcome of any kind of judgment on a person, justice in regard. if her last name happens to be Trump. So we have all these issues that just keep coming up, and so Trump has now they're embroiling him in this whole thing in New York, and this lady comes out and makes this big dramatic statement. She stands there with all the resolve, talking like a leader, talking like, I'm the big shot now. I'm going to bring down Trump. Listen to the way she talks. Again, this comes back to that whole thing of I'm involved a lot in what people say and then vocal stuff. I do a lot of voiceover stuff, and I can hear things in people's voices that I hear voices in my head. No, when I hear someone speak, it's very I'm just hypersensitive to the way they speak. It's not that I have some kind of weird mystical gift. It's just it's because I'm immersed in this all the time. So I'm hearing intonation and character, everything that comes behind, whether or not it's genuine or not. So, you know, it ends up being this way with this lady, with this attorney general, whatever she is, prosecutor, whatever she is. It's fake. It's phony. It's got an agenda behind it. She's got all of her emotions wrapped up in this thing. She wants to make a name for herself. It all comes out in the way she talks. Now, having said that, I want to go on to the January 6th issue. We're going to talk about COVID a little bit later too. Some issues with COVID that I am drawing some conclusions, and I don't like where it's going. And I know I will get a lot of flack for saying it, but I think it's one of those things we need to remain objective about. And if we can't, then it will sound like I'm the radical nut job with the tinfoil hat here, and I'm putting out misinformation. No, I'm just opening up the discussion. We need to have a discussion about this. There's got to be something. We have to allow for, a science allows for all opinions, all perspectives, all paradigms involved in a particular hypothesis. If you close something out and don't allow for it, you're going to get it wrong. We can't accept anything that says anything about that particular. We can't look from that perspective over there. We can't even look at that. We just can't accept that it could possibly be from anything over there. We'll get into that in a little bit. First, I want to talk about something. This happened a while back. I think this was actually Ted Cruz. I think this was back in January of this year, of 2022, I believe. This was on C-SPAN. And I'm going to play this. See what you think about this. This is Ted Cruz, and he's... this is a representative of the FBI. I believe she is the... let's see if I can find... Now there's no more information about it. See anything else more. With the general activity that's going on upstairs. Right. So without further ado, I will play this clip. This is so telling. And we're going to play through this. This is Ted Cruz, some high big shot with... it infuriates me. I have to tell you, by the time I get through all this, it's about 3 minutes long. By the time we get through all this, I'll be... livid. So we'll just go from there. I'm going to have to sip on some chai. Get through.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, there are a lot of people who are understandably very concerned about Mr. Epps. On the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered, and there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sadburn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Did Mr. Epps urge them to tear down the barricades?
Sir, similar to the other answers, I cannot answer that.
Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals, in the bottom there, is Mr. Epps. The FBI publicly asked for information, identifying, offering cash rewards leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then, sometime later, magically, Mr. Epps disappeared from the public posting. According to public records, Mr. Epps has not been charged with anything. No one's explained why a person videoed urging people to go to the Capitol, a person whose conduct was so suspect the crowd believed he was a Fed, would magically disappear from the list of people the FBI was looking at. Ms. Sadburn, a lot of Americans are concerned that the federal government deliberately encouraged illegal and violent conduct on January 6th. My question to you, and this is not an ordinary law enforcement question, this is a question of public accountability. Did federal agents or those in service of federal agent actively encourage violent and criminal conduct on January 6th?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
Thank you.
Senator Leahy.
This infuriates me. I cannot tell you how ridiculous this and how absolutely infuriated the people of this country should be right now. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. Answer the dang question. You know the answer. I can't answer that. Sources and methods. Ongoing investigation. Internal personnel matters. Until it comes to something about Trump, and then it's, oh, well, we have all this information. We can leak this stuff out. We can put these pictures out there. We can do all this. All this stuff starts leaking out like a sieve. All of a sudden, they can give all kinds of information out when it makes them look good. When it helps their narrative, their case, the guys at the top. The corruption at the top of the FBI is absolutely appalling. And they protect themselves with this kind of rhetoric. I can't answer that question. I can't talk about that. I'm aware of the individual, but I don't know anything about him. He was on the FBI's most wanted list. How many people are on the most wanted list? Do you know all the names of the person? You know, when I do work for a particular company, and I'm required to know certain things about the equipment that I operate and the systems and the procedures that we do. I'm required to memorize certain things. You can't even memorize the people who are on the top. So you're telling me if Ray Epps was on the most wanted list, and he went walking by you on the sidewalk as an FBI agent, you wouldn't recognize the guy and be able to go after him. You don't look at these pictures. You don't study their profiles. You don't do anything with that. You're at the top of the FBI, and you don't know anything about them. I don't know anything about him. I don't know. Here's Ray Epps in his own words. Let's see what he has to say about this.
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
People are screaming no.
Fed.
This is exactly what Ted Cruz was talking about. He said peacefully right there at the
room. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
He's dressed in what looks like military gear. He's got boots on. He's got his camos on. He's got a backpack. And, of course, he's wearing a red hat. Now, I don't know. Let me see if I can find this. I don't even think his hat says MAGA or anything on it. What does it say on there? I can't tell what it says. It's a red hat. It looks like it was homemade. I can't. It's too small here in the video to say what just tell what it says. I think it just says USA on it. It doesn't even say MAGA, I don't think. It's not a MAGA hat. I know that because you can read a MAGA hat. It looks like MAGA or Make America Great Again, whatever it says. That's not a MAGA hat. Now, you haven't heard anything ever since this has happened. He hasn't come out in support of Trump. You don't see any signs in this guy's yard. You don't see any bumper stickers on this guy's car. You would think that someone this radical who's trying to be out there in the street promoting people to go into the Capitol would have some kind of bumper sticker or a flag in his yard. Or that he had some like website or something like on his Facebook page. There's nothing. This guy just shows up. Now he's been to some rallies. He's been not Trump rallies. No one has ever seen this guy at a Trump rally. He's got enough enthusiasm and enough fortitude. He just claims that. Well, the night before. You know, the day before, we just decided to go down to the Capitol. We just said, hey, let's just run to go down there and see what's going to happen. Let's just go down and see what's happening down there. Oh, yeah, that's pretty typical. I know several people who wanted to go and just listen to the president's speech and go see what was going to happen at the Capitol and stand in defense of what they thought was a stolen election. Too many shenanigans going on that were all looked into extensively by our crack team of DOJ people under the direction of Bill Barr. He's got a whole list of all the expenses that they had and all the team that they had working on how they looked into the fraud that had happened. You know, if there was any fraud at all, they would have found it because they did an extensive, exhaustive research investigation into whether or not there was any fraud on the election. You know, because the day after he said no, it was a fair election. They spent hours and hours and hours. They had a whole team working on it. Just look at their records. They'll present you with the records and the budget and everything that they've spent on the investigation they did into the 2020 election. I'm sure they've got all that information for you. Just go look for it. I'm sure you'll find it. You will find nothing of that. But you will find nothing on Ray Epps. On the most wanted list. And then all of a sudden he disappears. All of a sudden, he's living in a motorhome with his wife someplace up in the mountains, and he gets an interview with, guess who? CNN, where he's made out to be this victim of all these people, these crazy people on the right that think he's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory. They're all after him. They think he's a Fed. Well, yeah, he's a Fed because he's a Fed. This is the kind of activity we've got going on. This is the kind of activity that mafias do. This is the kind of activity that criminals do in an organized crime organization. It's the kind of criminal activity that happens in dictatorships that we call things like the Soviet Union. These are Soviet tactics, by the way. Stasi kind of things. But who's the Hitler-esque person? Who's the fascist? Like I said, I'm livid about this. I've had it. Mike Lindell. They show up, they take his phone. They have a subpoena for his phone. He's not under arrest. But they can just come take his phone. If they can do that to him, they can do that to anybody. Folks, you have to have due process. Some judge can't just say, let's go take his phone. You can't take anybody's personal property without due process. What's the probable cause here? This is insanity. And his lawyer, he calls his lawyer, and his lawyer says, yeah, you better give it to him. What kind of lawyer you got? I don't care. At this point, it becomes a point of, my life is now changed forevermore because I'm going to say no. My phone stays with me, and if you want to take my phone, you're going to have to take me with you. Based on principle alone. I got nothing on my phone I'm trying to hide. You want to take my shoes? No. You want to take my coat? No, you're not going to take my coat. You're not going to take the pen out of my pocket. I will stand for that. I will make my stand right there. No, you're going to have to arrest me. And we're going to have it out. Because this is a principle I will die for.
Oh, that's fine with me. You can just die for it.
Whatever. If that's all you care about life, then that just shows who you are. I'm not willing to kill you over it, but you're willing to kill me over it. Who's the thug here? Who's the thief? Who's the criminal? Who's endangering the public? They're antagonizing. Here's the next thing. As I was watching Mike Lindell talk about what they were doing to him, and the questions that they asked him, he goes into some of the questions that they were asking him about. And he was like, what business is it of your guys? You just take his phone. That's what you came for, to get. Why you're asking him? Law enforcement is very good at this, by the way. Even a police officer will pulls you over for speeding or pulls you over for a quote loose license plate. It looked like your license plate was loose. You didn't even, when you walked up to the car, you didn't even look at my license plate. If you're so concerned about my license plate, why didn't you walk over and take a look at it? Or why don't you have me go back there and look at the thing? This happened to me, folks. I had a Ron Paul bumper sticker in my car, on my truck. This is back in, what was it, 2008 when he was running for the primary? And I got pulled over. It wasn't 2008. When was it he was in? I can't remember when it was. Might have been 2012. I can't remember. Anyway, this officer pulls me over. I wasn't speeding. He pulls me over. I had my guitar in the back. I had just been at a church, kind of like an after meeting at this person's house. It was a campfire. Had my guitar in the back of the car. We're sitting around singing songs. And I go to leave. It's like 9:30 at night or whatever, maybe 10 o'clock. Driving down the road, going 35 and a 40 probably, something like that. Get pulled over. Cop walks up to the vehicle. Doesn't look at anything else. I watched him walk up to the vehicle. I turned the lights on. It was dark outside. I turned the lights on inside the truck. He comes walking up. Yeah, it looked like your license plate was loose. I didn't see your license and registration. Is a loose license plate probable cause? It's on the vehicle. If you want to just stop me and say, hey, you might want to check your license plate, it looks like it might be coming off. It's on there, which is legal, right? I have the tag is affixed to the car. It doesn't say how it has to be affixed. It could be taped on there. Car dealers get away with this all the time. They have a magnet they throw on the car. Put the plate on. Oh, I got to pull you over because it looks like your license plate might be loose. It wasn't straight. It was a little bit, it was canted maybe a quarter of an inch on one side. That's a loose license plate. So he takes all my information, waits, comes back. I said, should I look at my license plate? Should I take a look at it and make sure? No, you're fine. You're going your way. That, my friends, was a shakedown. I'm surprised he didn't ask to search my vehicle. But here's what they do. They walk up to you. Where you been? Where are you going? What are you doing out here? Well, it's a thing called Nunya. None your dang business. That's what that is. Now, you don't want to get belligerent with the officer. I get that. But the officer has already, you know, it sounds like small talk, right? Hey, how you doing? Where are you going? Where are you heading tonight? Where are you coming from? What you doing out here tonight? It all sounds, but here's the thing. It's deceptive, folks. In my opinion, they started it. At this point, you started it. You started prying into my private life. Under color of law, it all sounds like you're just being my buddy, right? You're not. I know that. You should know that, folks. They're not being your buddy. They're trying to play nicey-nice, and you can play nicey-nice back with them. You should just say, I'm just out for a drive. I'm out just burning up gas. I got a lot of money, and I just feel like burning up gas. There you go. There's your answer. No crime in that, is there? Just out for an evening drive, checking out the sights, looking at the lights, looking at the stars. None of your business where I'm coming from or where I'm going. It's none of your business. But see, that's information that now they have and they teach this in academy. You just got some information that was free. Well, I was just coming from the bar, and I went over here, and I went over to a friend's house, and we had a couple beers. We just had one beer. Whatever. And they start confessing whatever they're confessing, and they start, well, are you inebriated? Or they just get you to talk to smell your breath. Now, look, I'm all for enforcing the law. I'm all for the police officers. I back you 100% in doing your job. But do your job. Your job is to uphold and protect people, not to insinuate or imply or suspect everybody. Everybody's a suspect until they're all guilty until proven innocent. That's not your job. They may tell you that in academy. They might even tell you that. But I have no doubt that they do, because that is the mentality we have today in the police department. This is the problem with the police department now. It's not defunding or funding or whatever it is you want to talk about. That's not what the problem is. The problem is they're not teaching them to do their job properly and respectfully. To me, it's despicable and disrespectful to me when you walk up and start asking me questions that are none of your business if you're doing it under color of law. Now, if that officer would have walked up and said, hey, I like your bumper sticker. Where'd you get that? Well, I ordered it from the campaign. Okay, that's all I was going to do. They're not checking up on me. They're not getting my information. They're not doing anything else. And I have known officers who've done this. They'll stop somebody just for a second just to ask them a question. Or they'll pull up beside them when they're already stopped. Roll their window down and just ask them a question. That's being a neighbor there. When you pull somebody over, make them look like a criminal, you detain them. You're detaining them. For what? You better have probable cause. Well, driving's a privilege, not a right. But you are, when you are in your car, folks, it has been determined by the Supreme Court that is considered your abode at that moment. You are still secure in your personal property and things. You don't have to give in to any unreasonable search or seizure, even in your car. The driving of the car is a voluntary, is not a right. Now you do have the right to peaceable travel. You can walk anywhere you want to. Any kind of easement that you're on, you can walk on an easement, which is what they build the roads on. There are places in Hawaii. I went to the as an example, went to the volcano in Hawaii on the Big Island. I think it's on the other side of Kona. It's Kona is on one side, and you got to go to the other side. It's closer to Hilo. Anyway, you go over there, and there's all these signs up saying, no, can't go any further than this. Little known fact about a national park. You don't have to obey those signs. You can go wherever you want. They had officers there telling us, can't go beyond this point. Thank you. And you keep on walking. They can't do anything about it. At least that's the way it was. I don't know if it still is that way. It probably has been changed, but those used to be the rules. Our whole family walked past the past the guards. We just kept on walking. Because they legally couldn't stop us. It's called the right to peaceable travel on public land. It's actually it's guaranteed in the Constitution. And here we go. Of course, they didn't do anything about it. They just kind of felt, they had that kind of dejected look on their faces like, we can't do anything. They told them and they just keep going. Not now, my job seems... What's the word? Unessential. Non-essential job here I have that telling people that's something that I can't enforce. So we have this this issue. And they're just trying to tangle Trump up in all these lawsuits. Trying to whittle away. And here's who wins in the end of all this stuff. Here's who wins. The lawyers. They're the ones who get all the money and get all the time and do all this stuff. And then they go after Trump's lawyers. Well, if you're defending him, there must be a problem with you. We're going to get your phone. We're going to take your phone away. Apparently they can just take anybody's phone now. Walk up to a congressman. We're just going to take your phone. Got to take your phone. January 6th commission, 9/11, whatever. It's something. Patriot Act, whatever. We're take your phone. National security. National security does not override anyone's individual rights. At least it should not. Period. These people are feckless. I don't know how to describe it. I'm running low on chai. My show's not over yet. So that's all I'm going to say about that right now. We are in this is a crisis. They keep talking about constitutional. This is a constitutional crisis. Every five minutes on MSNBC and CNN, there was a constitutional crisis. This is a constitutional crisis. This is an existential threat to our country, to our democracy. This is a threat to our, if we lose, it's a threat to our, now I'm hearing that the GOP is losing ground now in their chance to take back the House. There's actually a possibility they may not get it. They may not take back the House. They may not get the Senate. Because supposedly the Democrats are gaining ground. They're gaining momentum. There's another estimate that it's going to be a landslide. It kind of depends on who you want to believe. All of a sudden, the Democrats come out with all this positive talk. Well, if we just stay positive and we do this, we're not going to lose the House. And then all of a sudden, these polls start coming out. Well, look at there. See, they're looking like they might win. All this positivity. Look at the direction it's going. I don't know about that, folks. I'm just not so sure about that. Now, let's change gears dramatically here. Let's go off to another topic. A topic that I reluctantly talk about, because I have some deep-seated gut feelings about this, and I'm so concerned, and I'm also concerned about the outcome or the ramifications of even talking about it, and that is COVID. Sudden adult death syndrome, and sudden young adult death syndrome, for that matter, has become a thing. There are all kinds of heart and cardio issues people are having around the world. And we're being told it's long COVID. Now here's there are excess deaths. This is the way it's being reported. Here's what it says. Where did it go? I had it right here. It's gone now. Well, let's look at it. I'm just gonna type in. UK, I thought I had it right here. Here it is. Of course, as soon as you type in excess deaths UK, why does the filter at the very top, it says COVID-19, get the latest information from the CDC about COVID-19. See more resources on Google. Learn more. That's what it says at the very top here of the YouTube search page. I wasn't talking about COVID when I talked about excess deaths. I just asked for excess deaths in UK. Now, here's the thing. 133,000 excess deaths recorded in England and Wales, new data shows. Dr. John Campbell is actually honest about it. The way he puts it on there, he says, non-COVID excess deaths. That's how he titles his video on it. And then he had another one 3 days ago. That was 2 months ago. He has another one 3 days ago. Record excess deaths in Europe. This is how ridiculous this is getting, folks. And now, Steven Crowder, to his credit, he actually had a thing about this, and he articulated everything I was thinking about this. And just the gut feeling I have, interestingly enough, he said everything that I was pretty much was in my head thinking as well. Because he understands the people on the left. He understands the people who are on the have their blinders on one side of this issue. Who are not willing to even listen to any other objective opinion. There's no objectivity on this. So you might know where I'm going to, about to go. There is no possibility. If you even mention this, you're basically you're a conspiracy theorist. You're all of a sudden you're immediately dismissed, and there can be no integrity to anything of your opinion. What if all of these new medical conditions and all these people dying from non-COVID-related deaths, complications, and issues, what if it's related to the vaccine? Oh, no, it can't possibly, because vaccines are safe. Vaccines are safe. No, 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 no. Stick your fingers in your ears and don't want to hear anything else. What they're going to say is, and this is you know, and I don't, and this very, it may very well be. What we need to do is say, let's take a good look at this, and say, are these people, have they had COVID? Have they been vaccinated? Were they vaccinated and then had COVID? Have they had more than one shot? Did they have the J&J? Did they have the AstraZeneca? Or did they not get vaccinated at all and got COVID? Or did they not get vaccinated at all and never had symptoms and maybe never had COVID? Or they got vaccinated and never had COVID. See, there's all these variables we have to look at. They're not willing to look at the vaccination connection. That's not science. You have to be willing to look at that. And just by bringing it up, if I brought it up this way on YouTube, I could be banned. Oh, you absolutely can't think about that. Can't talk about that. Can't have an opinion about that. That's illegal. Cancel you. 2 + 2 = 5. No, we're talking about objective science. Not forming an opinion until you have a hypothesis that you can prove. until the data is all in. The problem I have, I don't have a problem with it. Not, you know, hopefully it's not the vaccine. That's my hope. The problem is we won't know because they're not allowing that as a possibility to even look at. All we know is that there's excess deaths, non-COVID related excess deaths. And what that means is much higher death rate than normal. Now, some of them are saying, I can hear them saying it now. This is where Steven Crowder went. They're going to come out with some kind of explanation. They're going to say, well, this is because people weren't treated during COVID. They didn't come in for treatment because we had to shut things down. And now they're dying from the diseases that they would have otherwise been treated for over those 2 years. Or, well, it's because long COVID, they got COVID and then it affected their body and it deteriorated. And it's this thing where the symptoms brought about all these other changes, all these other diseases now that they're going to have because the COVID, you know, affected their body. And now that's why they're, of course, we were told that, I believe we were told by, you know, some individuals out there somewhere along the line, I think I've got it here somewhere. No, it's not. I thought I had it right here. I do have it right here. It's this one right here, I believe. Yeah, here we go. Let's play this and see what Dr. Fauci has to say about it. Let's just listen to him for a second.
Individuals who are infected through breakthrough infections, namely vaccinated people who ultimately get infected, that they are generally without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. However, it is clear that they are capable of transmitting the infection to uninfected individuals. And the data that they reported indicates that if you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and has a breakthrough infection, and compare that to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person who's infected, they're essentially equivalent.
Very interesting, isn't it?
Are those who just try to make this a political issue. Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID.
Yeah, that's what we got. We got the freedom to kill you with my COVID. That was Joe Biden there at the end. Folks, I think this is serious. What concerns me the most, and when I hear Dr. John Campbell, he's put out two shows about this now. What's concerning to me is to hear his voice again. It gets back to that voice thing. The first one he put out a couple months ago, the way he ended the program and what he said during the program, you could tell he was extremely concerned. It troubles him greatly. One of the problems right now that we're having to deal with, that the statisticians and all the people who are looking at the numbers, is that the levels of excess deaths are not going down. They're increasing. Why? Now, I don't know. I don't want to say, you know, I don't know. All I know is people close to us, to our family, in our family, with no history of heart issues, no family history of heart issues, cardio issues, none of them have had any kind of problems with this in the past. One just fell dead. I've had some friends, coworkers, two that I know of now, one of them much younger than I, a third my, two-thirds my age, also barely 40, like 41 years old. Just dropped. Dead. This is unprecedented and unusual, and there are young people, young athletes, professional athletes in the UK and over here, in the middle of a game, in the middle of whatever, just all of a sudden just falling over. I don't remember this kind of thing happening as I was growing up in the past 20, 30, 40 years. I just don't remember anything like this happening on such a scale where it was just, it seemed like a common occurrence now. Well, it's because of COVID. They had COVID and that affected their heart. It did it scar tissue and all this stuff. Here's the other thing that's very alarming. Along with these excess deaths, the thing that is, it takes a little bit more time. It's not a sudden death issue. Is the rate of cancer, which seems to be climbing at an alarming rate as well. Again, is this because people were not getting treatment and getting health care during those 2 years that we had everything shut down? Or is it something else? I'm open to all possibilities, but that's the whole point of science. We have to be open-minded and not shut anything down. Everything has to be available to be questioned. Otherwise, it's not science. Don't tell me about, I follow the science. The science says, no, the guys at Pfizer say. They're not science. Anthony Fauci, I'm science. And essentially, they're not attacking me. They're attacking science because I'm science. I represent science. No, you represent your opinion. You might have an opinion about science. You are not the embodiment of science, sir. You can speak out what you think is the science. You tell us one day that wearing a mask, it might save a droplet. It's not going to, people shouldn't be walking around wearing masks. And then you come out, science doesn't lie, first of all. And you lied because the end justified the means. That's the perfect example of that, what they do on the left. Well, I just wanted to say that, the masks and the PPP for the health workers. So were you lying to us then or are you lying to us now? Because obviously everybody was wearing masks there for a while and it didn't seem like it slowed things down one iota. But everybody still thinks that they got to wear a mask. You've watched too many movies, folks. Just wake up and smell the coffee. Well, think how bad it would have been if we wouldn't have been wearing the masks. That's always the straw man issue. You bring it. I brought this up on Facebook one time. A friend of mine. It's like everybody started wearing masks, and it was still spreading like wildfire. It didn't slow down one bit. The rate continued to go up. It just did what it did. And guess what? I mentioned it on Facebook. I said, isn't it interesting that the rate, or a friend of mine made a comment to me, said something about, isn't it interesting that, everybody's wearing masks now, and yet it's still increasing. The cases are still increasing. We're having an explosion here. And someone commented on this guy's comment and said, think how bad it would have been if we wouldn't have been wearing masks. That's not science either, folks. That's not a scientific argument. Show me the study that says that wearing a mask will protect you from a virus. Especially the cloth masks, the kind of masks that people are wearing. Now, an N95 probably would protect you for a certain amount of time. But you should only be wearing an N95 for a certain amount of time to begin with, and you have to change it out because it's retaining a lot of your own body fluids, and that can't be good for you after a while. Something called bacteria that can grow in those things. But I digress. So here we are, folks. We're on day three. We're on day four, but this is show number three of the week. I am going to have a bonus show today. I know this show is getting out there kind of late because I've been kind of distracted this morning by other things, but I'm going to have another show this afternoon, probably going to be from the world headquarters. I've got a lot to do because we're going to be camping over the weekend, and I've got a few things to do with the camper. But in the meantime, I'm going to be working on a show for this afternoon, probably just more of my opinions. I don't know if I'll have anything, any kind of content at all. But thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for paying attention. Thanks for passing this along. And just thanks for being here. I do appreciate everybody who listens, especially to the end like this. And there'll be a big bonus for you after the big, after it's all said and done. God bless everybody. Have a great day.